Typically, the teachings of God's Word I share with you take you to many books, chapters, verses of the Bible in a rather short amount of time. Thought about how this could be confusing, even intimidating for someone new to God's Word. If that's you, I want to remind you that you can always find podcasts of all the teachings I share here on the show over at our audio page on our website, issuesandideasradio.com. These podcasts will let you review God's Word that was shared and study more at your own pace. This brings about what we read in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, while hearing is important, it's gaining an understanding through study that holds the true value. Jesus explains this in Matthew chapter 13, verse 19. Jesus speaking, "When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received seed by the wayside." Having said that, today I'm switching things up a bit by using one chapter from the book of Psalms as the foundation for today's teaching. Let's turn to Psalm 100. Certainly easy to remember the number, Psalm 100, and also it only contains five verses but serves an important purpose. For those just coming to God's Word, it creates a solid starting foundation for that understanding. For those whose walk in the Word has been for some time, it is a fantastic reminder of our duties as Christians that we can easily commit to memory. Verse 1 of Psalm 100 says, "Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands." We're told to boldly declare our love for and faith in God. Jesus in Luke chapter 10, verse 20 gives us one of the most vital reasons why we follow verse 1. Jesus says, "Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." How often should we loudly do what verse 1 instructs us? The answer to that is found in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice." Verse 2 of Psalm 100 says, "Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing." We are never, never burdened by our faith. It's the earthly that creates the trials. This is why we should always be glad. Jesus offers all an invitation and promise in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. This is where Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Verse 2 teaches us that we should come into God's presence singing, even when our heart is heavy. That's because as Christians we know that God will comfort us in a very wise way that will also empower us to give comfort to others. Find out about that in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4, "Who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." Back to Psalm 100, now moving ahead to verse 3, "Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture." Simply stated, God is all. Or as God told Moses in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, "And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he," God said, "thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you." The word all appears in the Bible over 5,400 times, with the majority of that use of the word referring to God and his son Jesus. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, Jesus tells us, "But Jesus looked at them and said to them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." All is used not just for the present, but for the future as well, staying in Matthew, but this time Matthew chapter 25, verse 32. Jesus gives us a vision of what's to come, some say sooner than ever. Jesus saying, "All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats." And by the way, that's not a good goat to be. Verse 4 of Psalm 100 instructs, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name." Considering what the world subjects us to, why should we be thankful? The answer for that is found in Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful." When you think about it, we praise an athlete when they make a difference in a game. Have you ever thought about the measure of praise God and his son Jesus deserve for the difference they make? Let's look at Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. We conclude with verse 5 of Psalm 100. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Eternity can be either a paradise or it can be literally hell. That choice is yours. Jesus explains this in John chapter 5, verse 24. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. Taking all this into mind, heart, body, and soul, let's read Psalm 100 together. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen.